I was noticing that Swerve in Gears' target master partner, the little gun thing. I noticed to transform into a gun, basically he's giving himself a rim job. Because he plants his face squarely between his cheeks.
That's the thing that happens.
Yep.
I see Fort Max is playing Smash right now.
I'm not actually.
Smash. Oh. Ken?
Maybe. Should have started it yet.
It's going to be like Pokemon all over again, except that only two of you have it.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, I have it too, but I'm not going to play it right now.
Because you have class.
I'm also terrible at it, and that doesn't help anything.
Oh.
Well, yeah. That's fine. I'm terrible too, so I spent most of the weekend getting my ass kicked by my other friends. So.
That's how you know you're playing Smash Brothers.
No, that could also apply to Pokemon.
Or just real life. As it turns out, I'm actually kind of decent using Greninja, which is a shame because I kind of hate Greninja.
Well, Greninja's actually really good, I find.
Like, I would be good I'd be good at using Sonic, except I keep launching myself off the stages because too fast.
That's my problem with
but
Pikachu.
But you gotta go fast.
Pikachu and Little Mac I keep killing myself with.
Sonic is really...
How is Alton Brown play?
Brown.
Yeah, I did that for real.
Yeah.
You made a me fire Alton Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Fantastic. What is he?
Sword fighter. Cause you know he'll cut your throat.
Right.
That was the whole motivation. I mean, knife skills, you know.
Meteor Storm. This is Superhero Time with XV.
Superhero Time, the internet's diarrhea.
Hey, Mickey.
Pimo just sprays it everywhere.
Paladin.
You want to wipe that up so I can get on with this?
Ken.
Ugh.
And Fort Max.
He just has a major prolapse.
So, Superhero Time joins the fight. Because, you know, Smash came out on Friday and... Some people are playing it while we're trying to record. Ken.
Not the actual show.
Yeah, we'll see how long that... Fort Max hasn't been the whole time. Or if Fort Max is, at least, you know, volume's turned down. Like a reasonable person.
Why am I the reasonable one? That's never happened.
I still hear the game, by the way.
Consider the group.
I still hear the game. Somebody's lying.
Ken?
No, my game's down, so it ain't me.
Well, I don't have it even in the 3DS.
So that means...
My 3DS is in sleep mode.
Mine too.
I left my iPod running, is that what you're hearing?
Maybe.
Why did you leave your
Are
iPod
you listening
running?
To the Smash Brothers soundtrack?
Why did you leave your iPod running?
I was bored waiting for this to
you
start.
You better go catch it.
I shouldn't legitimately be laughing at that as much as I am, but I blame beef. So anyway, what's news?
Well, Funimation picked up the rights to Garo Cereal of Flames.
Huh.
Okay.
That was almost a surprise, but it actually isn't.
And they're streaming it via their subscription service.
Oh.
They will be.
Eventually,
it hasn't yet.
I hope they dub it using the Dragon Ball Z cast.
That's their cast. That is their cast. So.
Okay, there's an important question that goes along with this revelation. Will we get Garo the Abridged series?
I could go for that.
And can who will Johnny Yong Bosch be voicing?
Garo? Zaruba? Can he be Zaruba?
But it would be,
But we need to find the character that's got two emotional states, and then that will be the one he plays.
That would be Zaruba, who has the emotional state of neutral and S.
I mean, it's also worth noting that Funimation has released some live-action stuff, too, in the past few years.
They have?
Yeah, it would not be entirely impossible if this does well enough for them. Like, if it's at least somewhat profitable, they might actually look at the, you know, live-action series.
If they do, I would hope they would start with the in the.
And that would just throw everyone off.
Well, that, I mean, you know.
Well, like, Seal of Flames is very, very, I've seen the first episode, it is completely different from most other Garo series. Besides,
well, and what
you
I'm,
know,
what
passing
I'm,
TNA.
What I'm, what I'm thinking is.
Go on.
The in the. I think would be the best to actually catch the attention of an audience that's not used to the Garo formula.
It's the most approachable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And also, I will note, a lot of the A is not necessarily female.
Well,
it's not a deal breaker.
I haven't actually checked out Garo anime yet, but...
Well, here's the intro, just in case.
Well, I'm not going to look now.
And of course, has Jam Project.
Well, nothing that has Jam Project can ever be wrong.
Well,
nothing that has Jam Project can ever be wrong.
I'm sure I can find something.
I'll kill you.
I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
See,
yeah, just like Hiro Yui.
No, I was much flatter than that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so that's an interesting thing. I guess Overtime was going to sub it, but then... Like, well,
they and TV Nihon backed out when they realized there would be officially available subs.
Which, yeah, so, you know, normally sense. Is what happens.
And it Funimation also will a lot of times double up their stuff on Hulu eventually. So.
And sometimes on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, sometimes on Crunchyroll. More that depends on if it's the licensor that's also distributing it other places, like with Attack on Titan.
People saw Tiger and Bunny at first because it was through Hulu.
Yeah, Tiger and Bunny was completely through Hulu. That was Viz. But
yeah,
you know,
Viz's distribution is fantastic.
Yeah, it gets all kind of muddy. Regardless, it'll probably pop up other places besides their subscription service eventually.
Eventually.
So yeah, that could be very good news for Garo.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's just as much chance it'll end up on Adult Swim at some point too.
Yeah, and if it gets exposure to the series and gets people interested, like, okay, where did this come from? You know, gets more people watching the original, and hey.
And that could
and
end up on Adult Swim.
Brings down fan subs forever.
Well, Garo fan subs maybe.
Nope, all fan subs forever.
Sure.
Yeah, well,
it'll
you
even
know,
retroactively erase our memories of past fan subs.
Ruined forever.
Well, you know, that whole Toei US channel thing certainly destroyed fan subbing, didn't it?
Of course it did.
To be fair, it had the potential to. It just didn't.
It had the potential to, but it was completely bungled.
Because well,
you had to buy
no
special...
What, I mean, it gave them the option to legally pursue for producing stuff than, you know, the US.
I'm still surprised that the reason that it died was that the company that ran the service died rather than Toei Channel itself failing miserably.
Well, I mean, that would have happened too if the whole service had lasted long enough. That was kind of the problem. They were offering a channel that was Japanese language only with no subtitled content and phishing.
Yeah, fishing.
For which you had to buy a special subscription outside your cable package and a set-top box to work to play it on.
Never even got off the ground. It was so ill-advised.
Now, if they had a channel that had Bassmasters and, you know, World of the Psychic with Peter Venkman, I'd probably watch that, because that's my two favorite shows.
Okay. Hey. Well, we could probably split the difference and you could find somebody on Twitch playing Bass Pro Fishing.
But, you know, between that and the Z-Ranger getting released, that's a lot more than we've ever seen, so.
Yeah.
Do we have a date for Z-Ranger yet?
I don't think so. I
think so.
I don't even think we have a price for it.
People would have mentioned it by this point.
Well, there was that month or two we didn't record. I didn't look at any news, so.
Yeah, I tend to get my Toku news, like, while we're recording.
Oh, you too.
The thing is, I like watching shows some of the time. And the toys are fun to look at, but I don't really, like, go out of my way for Toku stuff.
Yeah.
I think staying away from it outside the podcast, for the most part, kind of actually helped me continue doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Long term, because I'm not getting, like, burnt out from overexposure.
And plus, it allows us to be really lazy about the podcast, too.
Well, it also, you know, lets us put a ton of work on Paladin, which I don't think any of us have a problem with.
Even I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me a little...
in the rain.
It works for everybody, then.
That makes me a little more disappointed, to be honest.
You're welcome.
But I'm pretty sure Paladin's just saying that to try to bring me down. It's okay. Paladin will get what's coming to him a little later.
Oh, God.
Well, speaking of bringing everyone down, take a look at the pictures of the ugly, ugly Hyperesha Teo.
Is that like the Hungry, Hungry Hippos?
Sadly, no.
Ugly, ugly Russia.
I love this thing so much.
Oh my god. Wow, that toy is
awful.
Yes, it is. It's gloriously awful.
It's 14,000 yen for that.
Well, it's like super motorized, though.
Plus,
it's probably like two or 3 feet tall as well.
And you know, at that size, it has to be EMS shipping, too.
Right. Well, most of the line and mecha are EMS because they're big, heavy, and gimmick platformy.
Well, I mean, we haven't had a real carrier one in a while, have we?
No, and I think I don't
the Brontosaur kind of. I mean, it was
yeah.
I don't carry batteries, not other Zords.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's kind of neat.
And I don't think Tatagami Lyo actually was that big and heavy for shipping either.
Yeah, and it was his own, you know, standalone mecha mode.
Well, yeah, this is too.
Boyle was maybe a bit bigger than
Ace.
Than it, yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Because it had to be compatible with the other, with yeah. the gorilla and the everything else.
Uh huh. Yeah, all the garbage.
Yeah.
No, but I like the Hyperesha Zord because it's very. This design is 25 years old.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's like you know they took the Kingliner from Deno, and combined it with old ass carrier Zord ideas.
It reminds me so much of Pyra Midas.
Yeah,
it reminds
exactly.
Me of, the Solar Max.
None of the good ways.
The what, Mickey?
Solar Max from Lightspeed Rescue.
That's it. Max Solar Zord, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it looks much, 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 much better in show, obviously, as we've seen already.
Well, I'm disappointed though that they already had in like the recent preview the suit, and they didn't like try to make it look scaled up.
We'll probably get that in the show. To a degree.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. They had the picture of the suit in a preview. Like, the suit with the other mecha suits. And they looked to be, you know, pretty similar in size. They didn't try to do anything to make it look bigger.
Well, that varies a lot, too, sometimes.
Yeah, I know, it can. It's just disappointing for what will be its first outing. Although, I'll tell you what, the Piper Terminal set they have actually looks really, really awesome. But then I'm kind of a sucker for, you know, the miniatures work.
True.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, this totally is like, you know, Kingliner crossed with Pyra Midas and maybe a little bit of Tor the Shuttle Zord.
I don't see any Tor on it.
I'd be more into it if it had a finishing move like Tor.
Well, we don't know yet.
It's not a box enough.
Well, no, that's because it's a train. It's more of a cylinder than a box. Too bad it doesn't have a space shuttle mode.
So it could be astro-trained?
Yeah, thank you. A little late on the draw there.
I had a mouthful of vodka.
Okay, then. So, anyway, now, I kind of wonder, you know, that the terminal in the show actually is much larger than this and can, you know, accommodate all the trains at once. I wonder if I'm kind of waiting for somebody to get like three or four of these to make a full scale replica. Just out of insanity. It makes me wonder, too, when Tokyuger gets adapted, like, what's the equivalent American Zord toy going to look like?
it's gonna have little miniaturized versions of the Zords that are not compatible with anything else that you snap onto it.
What would be great for Tokuger is if they reintroduced the mini Zords.
And it and oh, make yes, this yes.
make this a mini Zord playset.
Yeah, that would work.
That would be like fantastic.
That'd and be even, frightening a bit.
No, it would be great because, well, for one thing, mini Zords would be back. I love mini Zords.
And, you know, the Tokuger ones are good ones to do them with because there's not a lot of complicated moving parts going
yeah, super,
on.
Yeah, super
they
simple.
They would naturally break down into chunks like Microzords usually did.
And you know, when you get all of them together, you can have a whole long train that's still, like, a manageable size. You know, it would be like a bed length instead of a hall length.
There's not an actual train set for Tokuger, is there?
Well, not that I know of, but it's not like I go looking.
That seems like a missed opportunity.
There's something they're selling as an add-on set through the Tamashii web shop, but not by itself, no.
I don't understand, Japan. It may not be marketed the same way where we would find out about it easily, but it's not like it would be difficult for somebody, like, you know, a model train manufacturer to make a set that looks like the main Reshas.
I have a hard time seeing Tokuger just succeeding in America.
Well, me too, but we kind of thought the same thing about Ghost Ager just because we hated it.
Oh, that's true.
Well, but, you know, what kid gives a shit about trains these days?
Yeah, I know.
On the other hand, they did kind of, you know, amp up Ghost Ager, the stuff for Ghost Ager by, you know, marketing all the 20th anniversary stuff. And
yeah,
whatnot.
I know.
And on the other hand,
for the
Power
series.
Rangers also is marketed in Europe, and I was doing, and actually wasn't, I think the few last seasons of Disney only happened because of Europe.
Huh.
Now, if
and
they
there's
had,
the ongoing Super Mega Force issues.
Now, if they had had Tokuger, like, 25 years ago to bring over, that would have been great, since model trains actually were a thing in the U.S. then.
They were still selling model trains at Toys R Us when I worked there.
Mm-hmm. I know, I bought a lot of model train stuff from Toys R Us.
It's totally different times.
It was, it really was. Your one Toys R Us there is like the last throwback to that just because they had the old floor plan.
Back when McFarlane figures had 8 feet of space.
Well, they needed all that buffer room so nothing broke them.
It was an entire end cap of Movie Maniacs figures, and they would sell constantly.
Wow. Really?
I remember having an end cap of Small Soldiers toys. I had to stock 4 or 5 times a day.
Big action.
Huh.
Okay.
Robert Picardo was in that movie.
Oh.
And it's directed by Joe Dante, who did Gremlins 2.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
So it's actually not a terrible movie, then.
That makes
basically,
a lot of
yeah,
sense.
I mean, it's pretty decent.
It had Phil Hartman in it. I remember that much.
Yep.
His last movie.
Hmm. Maybe that's what did him in.
No.
I think it was David Spade.
Not Andy Dick.
Well,
sorry, yeah, they're not the same person. I forget about that.
Yeah, you can understand. You can understand confusing David Spade and Andy Dick.
You can, really.
It's, you know, I mean, each one of them seems like they're trying to do a caricature of the other one.
it's kind of like the snake eating its own tail.
Well, I was thinking it's more of like a chicken and the egg thing.
Which came first?
Yeah.
This isn't going to be a Minecraft thing, is it?
Do what?
This isn't going to be another Minecraft story, is it?
Is it? Oh, the egg machine. Yeah, no. No,
no, no, no, no.
Wow, that's a callback to like a year ago.
Let's not go there.
Well, I mean, talking about Minecraft stuff on the podcast isn't the same since we lost JD because none of the rest of you play it because you're terrible people.
Some of us just hate egg machines. What can I say?
Yeah.
But it's
I
a
was
machine,
abused by an egg machine as a child.
But it's a machine that produces eggs and hatches them into chickens, drops them through a fire to kill and cook them, and, you know, keeps producing its own eggs. It's an endless cycle egg machine, and it's just like horrible, horrible violence and
props for efficiency at least.
Yeah. So anyway, more news?
Well, because I'm a terrible person, I'm going to share this Super Mega Force clip.
Do we have to watch it?
No.
Then why are you sharing it?
I said because I'm a terrible person.
Right, but what does it serve the news?
It's nothing. I was just bored and I needed another minute.
Wait, legendary what? Dragon mode?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Only one. But they're not all dragons! Why? Oh god. But the one of them's a mermaid! How is that a dragon?
Ken, why did you watch it? You're only encouraging him.
Why is it the Power Rangers still has not learned how to make ADR sound natural?
Yeah.
I don't know. When did it last? If ever.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there a point where ADR and Power Rangers sounded like it wasn't an overlay?
So basically since it went back to Saban?
Like, you know, probably pre-Disney, the ADR wasn't so glaring.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but yeah, watching it now is like watching a movie on an airplane where you plug your headphones into the seat. So the screen's really far away, but you hear the sound coming out of tiny little headphones pressed up against your ears.
Mm-hmm. It's disorienting.
It's obnoxious. It makes the show hard to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just need to go back and get all the, like, editing people they had before and put them back to work.
You mean people who know what they're doing?
Yes. Yes, I do.
That they probably cost too much.
Yes,
also,
I'm sure
they're probably on the wrong continent.
Probably.
Editing can be done anywhere.
Oh, speaking of Gokaiger, I started watching that again.
Yeah, I saw a couple tweets before.
It's holding up pretty well.
Well, that's good.
It's especially notable how good the suit actors are at conveying personality while morphed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more so than most shows.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of important because there were so many costume changes. They had to keep, you know, the body language consistent so you would be able to keep up with who was who by how they moved.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things they do that they don't really do as often in other series of head motions to act and emote.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel's especially will just tilt his head a certain way to say things without even speaking.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of that.
The world can always use more Gokaiger.
Well, at least more of the production quality that went into Gokaiger.
Yeah. Mm. That kids didn't give a shit about, didn't watch.
Oops. Well, they hated GoBusters too, so obviously the problem is the kids.
They hated GoBusters more, so...
Right, obviously the problem is the kids, though. Because
right.
The shows
kids
are fine.
Little shits and don't deserve nice things. They deserve
yeah.
Beyblade.
Or Tokuger.
Or Pokemon.
I like Pokemon, shut up.
They deserve Digimon Fusion.
Okay.
You did that on purpose.
Jabbitkin.
You did that on purpose.
Of course he
did. I totally did.
Oh. Speaking of things, Saban's screwing up continually.
Right in the dick.
Yep, right up the dick.
Ow.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's how much it hurts.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Paladin. That is the joke.
Insert this catheter twice daily into Digimon.
Thanks, Paladin. I have a new ruining the joke for everyone.
Well, that worked out well.
Speaking of which, more news?
The new Godzilla is finally out on Blu-ray and DVD. Did anyone see it yet?
No.
I like that movie. I like that movie less
awful.
And less. I like the movie less and less as time goes on, and the more I realize that Godzilla is in like 15 minutes of the movie, and that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Dinobots got more screen time than Godzilla did.
Godzilla being in the movie for 15 minutes, that sounds like a Godzilla movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, really.
Except when the movie's like 2.5 hours long.
That sounds like a Godzilla movie.
No, yeah. You can't. Okay, like, you know, you can't do a Godzilla movie the way you do a Transformers movie because Godzilla doesn't talk and interact with people.
Didn't hurt that they killed off the only interesting human 45 minutes into the damn thing.
That actually pissed me off more, so
spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm saving you $20 here.
Or two
I was
bucks.
Going to watch it when I went over to a friend's house.
Well, yeah.
I didn't say something which human, but you could pick it up pretty fast.
Or, yeah, you know, you could have the friend come over to your
point.
House and bring it.
Good job, Paladin. I was avoiding that, but, yeah.
I hate you so much.
Something else went right.
Purple Space Hulk. Paladin, ruining the movie for everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, did y'all see this? It sucks, especially when they kill off the most likable character that's a human. The one that everyone's excited to see.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are good parts to it, but it's like, I don't know. It's not the 98 Godzilla, clearly. It's a lot better than that. That would be
I
hard.
Wish it was the 98 Godzilla.
But it's not Godzilla 2000 either.
No.
Which
just
is like the high watermark of all Godzillas.
It's not Godzilla 2000.
We need more American Godzilla.
But they're doing a sequel, so you know I have hopes that the little problems I had they might be able to improve upon because those are usually universal complaints.
Well, apparently Japan liked it because they opened up other characters for America to use. So
did they?
Yeah, they said they wanted to see what y'all did with this one. And so apparently they approved of what America did, so they said, okay, y'all can play with the rest of the cast now.
So if we didn't screw it up, which, I mean, as far as Godzilla himself goes, they didn't screw it up. He is definitely Godzilla.
Well, you know, after 98 happened, they had to resurrect the franchise to save Godzilla's face.
In Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and
they
gave us Godzilla 2000, so, you know, it's win-win.
Like, but it's like they literally turned around like, oh, we got to fix this.
Eventually, we got Final Wars out of that, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Final Wars is also awesome.
And we also got the Godzilla animated series,
which mm-hmm. was okay.
That's good. It was better than it had any right to be from the movie it came from.
But the movie was fun.
No, the really, I like the animated series. It's like saying, I got all kinds of great Nazi video games because the Nazis killed a bunch of people in World War II.
Oh, God.
And it doesn't feel morally correct to support it from that standpoint.
But.
I mean, sure, Wolfenstein is awesome, but, you know, look at what we had to get Wolfenstein. Was it really worth it?
Well, they keep remaking Wolfenstein, so I guess so. When do we get Pony Wolfenstein?
Oh.
I'm sure somebody's already worked on that.
And Hasbro's probably already shut it down, thankfully.
Because people who make these custom video games are stupid and they announce to the world that they're making them. Hey, everybody, look what we're going to do. We're going to do this. Watch us do it.
We're going to infringe these copyrights so hard.
We're going to have plenty of time to stop us before we release it on the net.
Although along that line, I saw a Sonic ROM hack incorporating elements of Thomas the Tank Engine. That was kind of awesome.
What?
Explain.
Like, you know, various visual elements of the stages were replaced with Thomas's face.
Oh my God! Like the bumpers or something.
Like in the first stage, the sunflowers have Thomas's face. The rings are replaced with Thomas coins.
God.
Most of the robots are either Thomas faced or one's even actually turned into a train.
Jesus Christ!
And
Sonic into a train.
Well, okay, so when you get at least one of the Thomas coins. The background music changes into the Thomas background music. And there is like a new game plus mode where when you get the Thomas coin, Sonic gets Thomas's face.
Oh my God, that sounds disturbing.
Who thought of this?
I don't know, but they're wonderful people and I fully support anything they choose to do in life.
The Vast.
They should change Sonic into Ringo Starr.
The vast and disturbing uses. The vast and disturbing uses people come up with for Thomas the Tank Engine on the internet is frightening.
It's vast and disturbing.
Yes.
My favorite is still the Thomas Tank Engine crash compilation set to Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Oh, here it is.
Okay. Okay, I'll look. I always liked watching Thomas shorts because of the model train work. Because again, I really go in for the miniature stuff. But, okay, what I'm unclear on in like that first clip is what actually causes the train to fall off the bridge.
Suicide.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, I guess.
I love how the juxtaposing Thomas against this music makes it metal as shit. Michael Bay presents Thomas the Tank Engine.
I would watch that.
Yeah, I know, right?
That would be frightening in so many ways.
How would you even?
Can you imagine though how they would be, how the trains would be made to be, you know, realistic?
You know, I'm not sure how I never realized this before, but like Thomas the Tank Engine is kind of like the origin of stuff like Cars, isn't it?
Maybe.
Could be.
I mean, you can kind of see how one leads into the other in a conceptual sense.
It's frightening that way.
So I guess we're out of news, aren't we?
I think we're all just captivated by
about this. Kamen Rider Summon Ride?
I don't know what it is, but I don't care.
Yeah, okay, let's move on then.
Okay. We didn't really have much news.
There's a V3 nanobox coming, that's fun.
Yeah, and Ken went, so... way to go, Ken.
Hi, Ken. We are professional podcast.
I guess he wanted to play Smash. Ken? Oh.
Oh, that ain't good.
Well, probably not.
Oh, so Summon Ride is basically Skylander's Kamen Rider.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Just the worst.
Well, it's just the age we're in. Everything is Skylander's now.
Yeah, when Skylander's first came out, I thought, you know what? This is either going to be a huge success or a huge failure.
And now and
it was the worst kind of success we could possibly have expected.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, the only thing left is basically for Skylanders and Angry Birds to fuse.
Angry Skylanders?
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere an executive is pitching that right now.
Well, I'm sure, you know, somebody's interested in, like, getting the licensing together to make it happen because, you know, there's your money printer. How long should we wait for Ken to come back?
Depends. What are you making him do?
Tokuger, for one thing.
Then indefinitely.
Oh, I can hear Ben playing Xbox in the background.
What's he playing?
Destiny.
How conducive is that to, like, swearing at people over the internet?
Well, I could just hear Ben playing Xbox from across the house.
So, fairly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of a shame he doesn't do that in the same room anymore, though.
I know. Old times.
Yeah. Also, speaking of old times, Ken needs to stop pulling a me here.
Is this some kind of gross Nintendo porn thing?
throw in a dead cow and that's pretty much it.
Ken, what's happened to you?
Shit, now my curiosity is piqued. I'm going to search for Nintendo me porn. Nintendo me porn. Images. Well, that's disappointing. I just get lots of shots of Nintendo's me and like the ugliest Japanese people having sex you could possibly imagine.
That's weird.
Oh, and it's a 3D site. Oh, Lord.
What?
What?
I'm sure I want an explanation to that.
Here, I'll just post this link to the chat, and it's not safe for work, so don't view it from work. But in particular, look at the second image on there. It's just... ew.
Ken's never going to come back if you keep sharing stuff like that.
It's like he transplanted the face of a depressed salary man onto a withered old whore.
So, a depressed salary whore?
Yes.
Ken?
XV?
Where'd
Ken,
you
go? We're sharing porn.
Are we now?
Yes,
well, Mickey
click the link.
That's the YouTube link. I know it's not. I'm afraid.
Just look at the second image.
You should
be. You keep going.
Ken, where'd you go?
My power went out.
Oh.
Get a new hamster?
evidently necessary.
Somehow we still have to find a way to blame this on you, though. To be fair, you'd be disappointed as if we didn't.
Probably. Now if anything will actually load on my browser.
Nah, you don't need anything.
I think it's a herpes sore on this dick in this one shot. I'm not certain, though.
Oh,
if you're asking for a second opinion, I think you've got the wrong crowd.
That's a creative use of the 3DS.
You realize how that sounds out of context, right?
Do you realize how that sounds in context?
I know how it sounds in context.
Human beings are disgusting.
There's your interest.
For thinking they're disgusting, Mickey, you certainly keep enough of them around
you. Yeah, I know. Keep your enemies close. Keep your enemies closer.
Keep your enemies close and keep your enemies closer?
That's right.
Sounds legit.
Sure. So anyway, I think it's time for Tokyuger. We can come back to the porn in a little while.
That was like, no, this is a good segue. You see, I would have thought
a different kind of train.
You see, I would have thought you'd gone from the trains to the trains, but no, we had to have this little interlude in between.
And that's all in, ain't it?
Well, you know, Ken, if you hadn't gone away, we could have gone from the trains to the trains. But no, you had to go and ruin everything.
Now, this is actually
better. We can't say the F word, but we can only talk about what it entails.
Well, anyway, Ken, you're up first on Tokyuger.
Oh, good.
Which episode was that?
29.
28?
Have fun with this one.
It was 28, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, shouldn't it be 28?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, we haven't done 28.
Oh, well, shit the bed.
Well, I'm glad somebody actually
knows.
I'm not
going to stick with 29. 29 sucks.
29 is the one with Schwartz.
Yeah, it's terrible. Let's just skip it and go straight to 30.
I haven't seen 30.
All the more reason.
Don't worry, I have a plan. Anyway, Ken.
Okay, 28 opens with Mio and delivering everybody lunch.
Gross looking sandwiches. What the hell is in them? Like
eggs, apparently.
Yeah, that doesn't look appetizing at all.
They're abortions that she put in a sandwich.
Eggs.
Yeah, actually, you know. That's not
now,
inaccurate.
No one in the audience will ever be able to eat eggs again.
An owner is freaking out over a sandwich that's like solid lettuce.
Yes. And apparently, Hikari hates vegetables. Which
what a child.
Which Tokati just kind of awkwardly points out, it's ironic since he's green. And everybody just kind of looks at him like he's stupid. So
they're giving him the thanks for explaining the joke look, aren't they?
They are. So basically, Tokati is paladin, is what we're trying to say.
Yes.
Yes. Anyhow, at Stark McCastlestein.
I particularly like how, through all of that, they're all criticizing Takati for his stupid joke. But Hikari just sort of looks at him. They cut Takati, and Hikari just keeps looking at him. Just puts his eyes a little bit, but he never says a word. But the message is clear. I hate you. I hate you so much. I hope you die in this episode.
No, that was a previous episode. Anyhow, at the Zed's
at Wolfenstein.
Mork
and the names just keep getting better and better.
Is the disco ball still up? Anyway, Mork is dressing everybody down. Because, well, you know, Nero and Noir are incompetent boobs. Which is, you know, completely accurate. So Noir goes off to do something. Which is basically, she's not going to bother with the monster of the day this time. She's going to hypnotize people into losing their shit. It's accurate, right? It's
yes,
just, guys just start flipping tables and attacking children with chairs and... Kind of great, actually.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like this series, like this one guy gets up from his chair and he's just all, and you know, he's like all sweaty on the back of it. And he just starts flipping everything.
This series has more violence against patio furniture.
I know. Like, dude, what all that ever do to you? But that's okay because Akira is on the case. And he, as he notes, this is a big good place to die. Nora's like, you know, you say that about everywhere. So they are self aware of that. So he goes to fight, while the other Tokuchers show up to actually, you know, save people.
I presume like the juggler is about to bust that chair over the little girl's head.
And then, and Wright just, you know, takes it, and several kicks to the back. Don't worry about a spine or anything.
Nah.
Because that guy is seriously just kicking the suit actor in the back.
That's what suit actors are for.
Yes, to abuse and punish.
You should just be thankful his shoes weren't on fire.
Sorry. What? Why would his shoes be on fire?
Because they were...
All the better to abuse a suit actor.
There you go.
Yes. That's just
I want to see that episode.
Yeah, I just particularly love how all the
by someone
in
with
scene...
burning shoes while on the back of the car. Well, while on top of the car.
Yeah.
Yes. I just love how all the extras in the scene are. They don't look like they're holding anything back. Look, like they're actually trying to hurt people.
Oh, yeah, that is notable. It's like, dang, they're gonna hurt. They're gonna, you know, bust somebody's skull open on the concrete. Yeah. Or something.
I bet they're exhausted after filming this because you know they were giving it their all.
Oh yeah, that was those were probably suit actors doing that. More than likely.
I prefer to think that they just, you know, grabbed a bunch of people off the street and said, "Hey, you want $50?
Try to kill this guy."
I'd like, okay. Oh, we're being filmed. Anyway, as they're fighting, the girls actually do make a good point to Noir. It's like, wasn't Greta like your daughter? And you know, Zed just kind of. Turned her inside out. Was reborn from her body.
Kind of wearing her now.
Yeah.
And you're cool with working for him. And Nora's response is like, I don't have time to consider things like this. I'm busy being a villain this episode.
Yes. Anyway, so she sends some of her feathers down towards Akira, who handily blocks them to send one right on Wright's head.
And oh, just, crap.
I do like his reaction. He just promptly drops his weapon. Well, that's not unusual, but... and he's like, sorry.
My bad.
It's like, okay, the worst possible person to have gotten that happened to, of course, is the one that it did.
No, not the worst.
No, Kagura would have been worse.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. Kagura, nobody would have survived the episode.
Kagura the Invincible.
Kagura the Destroyer.
See, now I would have wanted to see that.
Well, Kagura the Destroyer, well, that's just Kagura on a normal day.
That's true.
Decade cosplay.
So anyway, Wright beats the ever-loving crap out of everybody until Akira tries to intervene, and they start trying to, you know, completely kill each other. Hikari realizes this is a bad idea, so he he's like, okay, let's get the hell out of here. And they have to drag Akira off. He was upset that, you know, it's his fault, so he leaves his weapon with Kagura and runs off. So meanwhile,
literally, he runs off into the distance, Golden Tunes character.
Yes. So, you know, they're like, okay, first things first, we gotta, you know, save the other people that are infected with these feathers. And it's always like, hey, me, okay, you're going with Kagura. Okay, cool. Hikari? It's like, well, do you see anybody else? Which is literally his line. It's like, dude, we got other shit to worry about besides your random angsting. So anyway, moving along, there's some, you know, other stuff at the villain's lair, but
there's an interesting thing though of fat microphone lady.
Yeah.
Granny Goodness.
Yeah, she's talking to Zed and she's like, you know, your attraction to the Shining is kind of like a moth to a flame. And Zed's like, oh shit, you're kind of right.
Yeah. That is true.
And Zithra has this half epiphany, like, oh, I am kind of dangerously attracted to something that I shouldn't be.
Like, being right?
Yeah.
And then she's all, like, cozying up to him. He's like, you're kind of heavy. It's like, Granny Goodness wants something there. Speaking of wanting something. Takati and Hikari just kind of casually searching for the people. Oh, no, this is after they've already done that. No, they're still kind of just casually searching. And he makes it, Takati completely tells on himself and the fact that he, you know, likes Mio, which Hikari instantly picks up on. And he very poorly lies by running off a cliff.
Okay, so this is where Takagi is talking with Hikari. He's like, so, Mio really is into you, huh? She really likes you, right? And Hikari is like, oh, you want to put your penis inside her, don't you?
That was an improvement, actually. So, yeah, Takagi freaks the hell out, drops off the cliff. And still is trying to like, no, I just, it's a thing, right? I'm not jealous. I can't be jealous.
And I don't have nocturnal emissions about her at all.
Hikari's just like, you're being a pain in the ass.
Finally someone said it.
It's one of the reasons I like Hikari, because he's the one person that has, you know, sense. And is not afraid to, you know, just tell everybody they're acting like a freaking idiot. Even when he goes along with it.
He's so mature.
For his age. Although he also ends up complimenting Takati for some reason afterwards. I guess because they figure they still need the Blue Ranger. Anyhow, Noir with her pet Wright, who is just fighting air like the Dickens. Basically just waiting around because she knows that the other Tokyo users are going to come back for him. So it's just a matter of time. And so they transform, and this time they actually go to fight him. However, the way they psych themselves up to it is perfect because they just think about everything that actually annoys them. And uses this as an opportunity to vent their frustrations.
Oh, we missed something. Missed the part where Akira is running in the most hilarious manner possible on scene.
This is throughout the entire episode. Where he's screaming about being a good place to die. Over.
And he's running like he is blitzed off his ass and about to pass out.
Props to the suit actress in this episode, actually. Because they really kind of sold things.
Back to the whole team fighting Wright.
Yeah, the whole team beating Wright's ass, more like it.
Because he deserves it.
Yes, because, you know, Takati remembers him laughing at him for spurting milk all over his face.
Yeah, milk.
Uh-huh. Or screwing up Hikari's balling cup, or, you know, walking out of the shower wearing only his underwear in front of the girls. So they beat
the tar out of Kagura's dog.
they beat the tar out of him, and then it's like, oh yeah, right, we gotta take that feather off.
Oh, right, there was a reason we were doing this, wasn't there?
So, Noir is still there, of course, and she's gonna beat the crap out of them. And somehow, in spite of the fact that Wright's the one who got the crap beat out of him, everybody else is, well, of course, they did take a hit for him. So Wright's the only one that can stand upright. Damn it.
Perhaps you mean to say that Wright is the only one who can become erect.
Clearly.
Sure. So, of course, because they still have that new toy to sell, it's Hyper-Resha time.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
It looks awful.
At the same time, she's like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. Have some dark lighters. So Bill Dio shows up because I guess Akira's finally managed to not find them, but he's like, oh, giant robots. I guess I should do that. So he starts fighting them while they just kind of sit around, and then Wright's like, oh, wait, you know what? I have a nice new gun I can use. So they load all of the rushes on there and are able to blow away two Darkliners with it.
Which is pretty awesome.
So why did they need robots again?
Toys?
How many times has a normal-sized Sentai member actually taken down a full-sized robot or monster like that?
Well, there was Opera Black.
there was a Ranger.
I think it happened in Bokinger once.
Jetman?
I mean, it happens occasionally.
At the very beginning, right?
I think Tommy did it lots of times, didn't he? Not even morphed. He just did a roundhouse kick and, you know, took down a giant Goldar.
To be fair, though, that's giant Goldar.
I think that's more Jason David Frank's imagination of it, probably. Yeah. So, anyhow, back on the Rainbow Line. Mio has brought everybody pudding.
What's it made of?
I don't know. It's kind of yellow.
Eggs again?
Probably.
It's just pudding. Mayonnaise in a cup.
Don't tell Beast.
It's gonna be sick.
Mayonnaise stuffed crust pizza.
Hikari's like, hey, you
isn't that a thing in Japan?
Is it?
Probably. Have you seen their pizzas?
Do I have to?
It's hot and runny. It's kind of caramelized and clear in some places.
So anyway, Hikari's like, you know, you should just give my pudding to Kokari, which is totally not a euphemism in it or anything at all. Kokari's like, I already have some. Have my own pudding. He's like, dude, don't.
I've got plenty of pudding.
Every night. he's like, dude, don't blurt that out. That would end very, very poorly. And don't tell Wright, whatever you do. So of course, Wright's behind him like, hey, what you talking about? It's like, oh, we're going to make a secret barbecue to thank the girls for all their hard work. Oh, okay. Don't tell anybody. Okay. Hey, girls, guess what?
Then Akari's like, hey, Mio, Takati would really like to try some of your taco.
And that's basically the episode, besides a little hint of Schwartz in the next one. I like that in the before the ending theme, though, Hikari has his pudding in Ticket's head. And it's just eating out of it.
Well, convenience, you know.
Yeah, it just fits perfectly, though.
Yeah, he's got a cup holder up there.
He does!
I bet you thought that was just for decoration.
supposed to be a chimney, but, you know.
It doesn't look like a chimney.
No, it really doesn't.
No. So what, 29 now?
Yes, I think so.
All right, go for it, Paladin.
Oh, go, son of a
go,
bitch.
Go, go, go.
And
no, 18 times. Got to do it 18 times.
You realize I open the Tokuger segment every time with that part of the opening, right?
No.
Oh. We don't I don't think any of us listen to this.
I thought Mickey listens sometimes.
I stop after the intro quotes, basically.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I mean,
it started getting expensive when I had to actually start buying my own CDs to listen to it, so.
Buying your own CDs to listen to it.
Because I have to burn it to a disc to listen to it in the car, because my car doesn't have an audio in jack.
And you don't have a cassette, so.
He doesn't have a cassette deck. What you could do, though, is do like I do, get one of those little FM transmitters you plug into the.
Yeah, but I don't like how those sound.
Yeah, they don't pick up the quality good enough. When I was looking for a car, that was one of the main things that in there when I was like, okay, this has to have an audio jack somewhere. Okay, it does. I'm good.
I never really, like, the two I've had, I have not had complaint about the audio quality of the transmission.
Well, maybe the reception is better where you live than it is here with me.
You realize the reception goes with you. Because that FM transmitter is always in the same.
If there's interfering signals, though.
I've used my FM transmitter while I've been in the area and haven't really had much of a problem.
Oh. You could have just had a bad transmitter.
That's possible.
Yeah, you should try the one that I bought at Target while I was there.
The next time you come down, bring it. We'll test it out in my car.
That's a better idea.
Well, I mean, it'll definitely be coming with me, and yeah, we can totally do that.
Yeah.
If we remember in, you know, 5 or 6 months' time when I actually get there again. Because, you know, if I'm buying that Bravo from Paladin next month, that's going to be a chunk of what would be, you know, year-end travel money.
Yeah. But it's worth it, though. For
oh, Bravo. Yes. It's definitely going to a good cause.
Bravo is always a good cause. Oh, wait. Yes. We're watching Tokuger, right?
Yeah, so Paladin.
Yeah, but don't let that stop you. Keep going.
Paladin, all aboard.
See, this is how much I've fallen out of interest with Tokuger. I don't even care about making puns anymore.
Well, then we all win, don't we?
I might weep openly.
Control yourself, Mickey. It's okay.
It's okay, I'll be fine, Paladin, go on.
So, Schwartz is driving around his private train reflecting on his failures in life.
I wish I had a private train.
One that became an awesome robot like him.
Well, that'd be good too.
And meanwhile, back at the Shadow headquarters, we meet Bottle Shadow. Who is apparently some infamous battle commander that will apparently threaten the Tokugers.
Well, I think that's all of them. But, anyway. All monsters of the day!
So, he's wine-based, which would be kind of awesome. Except that wine kind of sucks. And so does he. He's kind of boring.
Interesting design, though.
Yeah. He's not really the point of the episode, as it turns out, so.
And Dwar's off in the corner knitting something, so I'm guessing they've gone all Madame Defarge on her now.
Wow.
Nobody knows what that means.
No.
Nope.
Should okay, we? So there's a distress call from Akira since he's fighting the Bottle Shadow, who shoots at them with his twin colors.
Because of red wine and white wine.
Yes. And he can only shoot by pulling the corks out of his own bottle.
Euphemism?
That sure seems that way, doesn't it? He has to pop his own cork and let it spray everywhere.
Oh my.
Usinator.
And Akira's naturally in trouble, but he gets his ass saved by Schwartz.
How embarrassing. He must want to die.
Well, yeah.
That's the joke! Way to go, Paladin.
Yeah, Paladin.
That's not the Paladin I was talking to, Paladin.
Okay, so here's what I know about Schwartz's mask sculpting, which I think is kind of clever. The way his eyes are sculpted, depending on which angle the face is aimed at, changes his expression.
It does, doesn't it?
If he looks up, he looks sad. If he looks down, he looks angry. Because it hides certain parts of the eye shape.
Mm-hmm. That is really well done. He does seem a lot more emotive than you're usually used to for, even for such a stoic character, than you're usually used to for just, the rubber monsters.
His face is one of those forced perspective chalk drawings on a sidewalk.
Basically, yes. It depends on how you shoot it, depends on the emotion it conveys,
mm-hmm.
which is really clever.
And,
design.
Again, it's the same thing we say basically every time. The villain suit design is so great in Tokuger.
It is, but this is a subtle thing. It's not an overt, oh, that's a brilliant idea. Like, we get,
it is a brilliant idea.
And Schwartz's brilliant idea is to try and cooperate with the Tokugers to take down the Emperor.
The enemy of my enemy
is
going to be
my
enemy in another 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, you can see that
he
coming,
only
but...
does a little better than sideways here.
So I love that all the Tokugers think, should we trust him? Now, which one is the first one to say, yes, of course we should trust him?
The one who's wrong.
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
No, wrong.
Yes, right, who's wrong.
Also worth noting is that Mia's shirt reads cherry.
I thought it read cheer.
I'm pretty sure it's cherry.
Does she have another shirt that's similar to cheer?
Y'all paying way too much attention to her chest.
Well, I just noticed it because,
But it said cheer.
Dynaman.
Uh-huh. No, it says cherry.
Okay, so she is...
How would you know?
Because I paused the video.
No, Dynaman reference. Damn it. Damn it, Ken.
Dynaman.
See, Ken, this is why you deserve Digimon Fusion.
Why can't your power go out again?
That's true. Paladin's doing the summary at this point. It's not like it would really inconvenience us.
Talking shit about Dynaman.
He's not even talking shit about Dynaman. He's like not even recognizing references.
I'm just
That's worse.
Same thing.
That's worse. Ken, this is why Giga Beetle doesn't like you.
Yeah.
And he's Swedish. They like everyone.
Do they?
He likes us.
Point.
Except for Ken.
Yeah. Maybe it's because Ken is Southern.
That must be it.
Yeah. Well, now, between the two of them, like, geographically speaking, who's more Southern, Ken or Fort Max?
Well, space isn't really south, it's up.
True, but, if we're going by, space locations and Dragon Ball style, there is, like, the South Galaxy. So there's obviously some kind of south in space.
Space Australia is pretty far south.
Oh, well, okay.
All right, then. So Paladin, anyway.
So, right solution is, surprise, surprise, go get lunch.
There's nothing
that
can't be...
Here we have the one memorable part of the episode.
There's nothing that can't be solved by sitting down for a good meal.
Unless you're Schwartz.
Well, yes, but that's mostly because he doesn't actually have a mouth.
At least not an opening one.
And probably no stomach. And,
For sure.
He probably doesn't have, bowels.
Well, if Wright's going to lead, what better place to lead?
Than to lunch.
Lunch!
Of course, he does still get a meal, it just sits there.
Yeah. Well, Wright probably ordered it for him.
Probably.
And probably ate it after he left, too.
Now, for him, you mean for Wright.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Correct.
Just correct.
Stu Barry.
So, we have... the general humorous image of, Schwartz eating lunch with the Tokugers.
Well, eating lunch with Wright while the other Tokugers look on suspiciously.
With no food
so.
From across the restaurant.
Yes.
Spying on a date.
Mm-hmm. But not in the like, charmingly entertaining way of when, half the GoBusters were spying on the date.
Yeah, yes.
They need
They're
to reverse
cutting
this.
Disguises.
They need to reverse this somehow to get Schwartz in a wig and a dress.
Too bad it wasn't next week.
Oh, Jay. I miss you, Jay.
Yeah.
Everybody misses Jay.
Yeah.
Except you know, monsters that don't like Go Busters.
They don't count, so, though, because they don't like Go Busters.
They have their souls. Schwartz, why do you want to help us? And he says revenge.
Which makes sense.
And then Mio, showing a rare moment of thinking and putting together puzzle pieces, realizes revenge. Greta just died. You love Greta.
Huh?
So, that was kind of nice that she put all that together.
And odd that they're actually addressing that now.
Well, not necessarily odd. It's obviously set up as a point.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, the heroes are so stupid, they had to have it spelled out to them.
This is true. Well, Mio...
Even in, like, you know, intelligent Sentai teams, they rarely put two and two together. And good lord, that was Big Thunder.
Oh, goodness. But, I mean, it's like... Mio... I mean, Hikari is obviously the only really smart one on the team. Mio is not as dumb as everybody else. At the least.
She's smarter because she's more boring.
Well, that is actually a literal character trait, so yes, actually.
Well, and remember when they went
in show.
Remember when they went to find the fire engine, and you know, Mio was leading the other two, and they were like surprisingly effective under her. You know, Mio may not be the smart one, but she's the one that can actually, like, get shit done.
Yellow is the new black.
Okay. Where were we?
I think the episode was ending. Because this is the last interesting point in this episode.
Well, they are on the beach, and they make a plan.
Schwartz teaches them how to defeat the bottle shadow. His tip is to hit it when it's not shooting at them, which I'm amazed they actually needed to have spelled out for them, but then again...
Are you really amazed? Really?
Okay, so, here's the secret to battle. Attack when you're not being shot at.
If the monster is using ranged attacks, don't be at a ranged distance.
How the hell do they keep beating me?
But no, instead it turns out this whole thing was a trap for Schwartz to steal the drill Russia from Akira.
Yes, because I like how Akira loses his weapon even when he doesn't try. And this time he loses one of his trains too on top of it.
He's a terrible ranger.
But he's the best character.
Terrible ranger.
Yes.
Like, just imagine he's
great because he's such a terrible ranger.
You know, imagine the team up between Akira and Jay.
Oh my god. Oh. Amazing. It'll never happen.
No. But just imagine.
It would never happen because they would never team up. They just sort of just wander through each other's scenes and not notice the other one.
That's sort of like a team up.
Well, no. Jay would notice. No, Jay would notice Akira all the time, just be standing in front of him, doing weird things around him.
No. See, what would happen is, he decides this is a good place to die, and Jay is just, sweeping in front of him.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to keep the forest clean.
Mm-hmm.
God, that makes me sad that now you have Kyoriger in between Go Busters in this show. Sigh. Of course, it is the same writer, so I guess that should not be too terribly surprising.
Jake just needs to show up in everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spin-off series about Jay.
He needs to be the next Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider Jay.
Wait.
They did that already.
Nobody remembers that, though.
Even if they did, Are you sure you weren't really thinking about Zio?
Exactly.
That's a good question. Are you sure you're sure?
But can you be sure you're dry?
only if you're zestfully clean.
Ah.
Good, I'm glad my old commercial references didn't completely fall on deaf ears. Thank you for being old, Mickey.
Yes. We should celebrate by getting our skis shined up.
I'm not sure if you're aware, I'm not really into that.
And grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is gonna move ya.
And, you know, your fresh breath goes on and on.
What I'm saying is more interesting than Tokyo.
What I'm saying is give yourself long-lasting fresh breath with Big Red.
Well, we're waiting for you to finish to continue with the summary, Paladin, so you know.
Yeah, but we're lacking in absolute silence, so he obviously can't speak.
Oh, okay.
The end is Schwartz kicks their ass with the drill, Resha, which I don't know why he thinks that one's going to bring him success over the Emperor. That's not even one of the good ones.
The whole thing with this is the drill was originally a Darkliner Resha anyway.
Yes, it
or
was.
Shadowline Resha, I mean.
Mm-hmm. So basically, they stole it anyhow.
I mean, that's the only one he could take from what they have. It's not like he could make the other ones.
Right.
Work
it's compatible.
On a Darkliner robot.
This is a really terrible episode.
It's, yes. It was a predictable episode, is the unfortunate thing.
It was dull. I don't care if it's predictable, but it's like there was nothing really interesting or fun going on in it.
Yeah, unlike the previous one.
I've had one lunch scene.
This is like, you know, a bridging episode to set up stuff that's going to happen later.
Yes, it sets up some things. Basically, it gets Schwartz reintegrated into the plot again after he's been missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just doesn't do it in a way that's interesting for doing anything other than that.
Right.
And the whole work with the Tokugers and then turn around and stab him in the back thing was something you could see coming a mile away.
But that could be interesting if they handled it, you know, cleverly. And they did not.
Well, there are two sides to every Schwartz.
I'll allow that.
Well, obviously. Right, so let's take a break. It's our first week with no Gaim to talk about. It's very sad. So let's take a
break. Anyway.
Let's take a break and reflect on what we've lost, and
kind
we'll
of
come
hit
back
in the
with...
middle of that summary, actually, so, or the beginning of the summary. So.
We'll be back with Power Playback, which isn't Gaim or anything else really fun.
It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Your wheels are real cherry.
That's just like Dinah Pink. Oh, you bet.
How would you know?
Oh, kids.
How fast does she go?
Pretty fast from what I've heard.
We're not just talking about the motorcycle.
That's not very nice.
Hey, cut it out, you knuckleheads. Well, I'm gonna try this baby out.
Don't fall. Don't fall. Don't worry, Doc. I'm much too good looking.
Okay, so Power Playback this week was Battle Fever J, which we thought would be very reliable, but I found incredibly boring.
Oh, you too. Good.
Maybe
we can agree on something.
Maybe we should have chosen a Kenji Oba episode.
Well, I'm not the one who picked this particular episode. I think it was Fort Max's suggestion to use the most recent one.
I recall that I liked the episode, but again, I watched it 2 weeks ago, so I don't really remember much about it.
Well, that's good, because you're going to do the summary.
Well, I don't know that I can, because I don't know if I can load up an MKV on the computer.
Sure you can.
Well, Max, I'm trying now, and I'm not getting a lot of progress.
Kind of sad if your Xbox can load it more reliably than your computer. But then you are on a Mac.
Well, I transcoded, and VLC seems to be stuck at building font cache at the moment.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Oh, here we go. Now it's running. I guess it built a cache. Or a cache.
Maybe it'll never have to do that again because it's, you know, done it now and it'll keep it.
Yeah, sure it will. Oh, it's coming back to me now. Of why I don't watch MKVs in the Mac, because they look like shit.
Well, it doesn't have to look good. You just have to be able to tell what's going on.
I can barely do that. It looks like YouTube in like 80p.
I don't think YouTube has 80p. 144, but not 80.
Well, this is about what that would look like.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
Well, there's only one other thing to do for it. Fort Max?
Yes?
I think it's down to you.
Are you sure?
No. Okay. Okay, so, Battle Kenya is cruising around town at night on his motorcycle, and he happens across a burning building, which he finds pretty rad enough, so he stops to watch it burn.
Kenya or Cossack? Because Kenya's Kenjioba.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is Cossack, yes. Yes, you're right. It's the orange one. Because we all closely associate Russia with orange.
Of course.
Not
yeah, that
red.
Makes total sense.
Well, Japan had to be red, though, so they couldn't do that. They had to go for the next best color.
But isn't orange a better color than red?
Apparently not in Japan's view. Otherwise, you know, orange would be the primary Sentai color every year instead of red.
Well, Battle Cossack is watching the fire burn with a gleam in his eyes. He notices a child off in the corner looking creepy and arsony.
Huh.
Something.
Yeah, that's not a weird omen at all.
Looking arsony.
Yeah.
That's so, copyright superhero time.
Back at Battle Fever J's Disco Dance Palace secret base... they're
also copyright superhero time.
Can we start referring to the Shadowline headquarters as Disco Dance Palace?
Yes, we can.
Because that's kind of great.
Disco Dance Palace.
Yeah.
So the team confers with their minor bird and decides to go out and interview everyone at the local playgrounds to see if they've noticed any kids starting fires.
Why did the general turn into a minor bird? Is this like a Ninja Storm thing?
The power of dance?
Oh, okay.
Is he a phantom?
What?
Nobody got it.
I didn't
watch
it.
Nobody watched Wizard.
You watched Wizard. You got it.
No, but why is it a minor bird?
Keep all that silence in there.
Okay, but why is it a minor bird?
I don't know.
Fort Japan. Max?
I don't know.
Have you been watching Battle Fever, Fort Max?
They said that they got a minor bird.
Yes, I just wondered if there was some specific reason why there was no general this week and instead the bird was in his place.
Because bird. That's all I know.
Okay.
Meanwhile, at the hospital... Arson Boy is talking with his sexy nurse about whatever, I don't care. But the cool thing is it cuts to a shot of the kid staring off into the camera with flame superimposed over him, which is awesome. And so the kid runs off the night to burn down another person's home. Cut to someone burning down someone else's home.
Nice.
And the kid watching on in glee. Battle Cossack shows up and sees the kid again and slips past the cops to go harass
after telling, his child. After telling the cop to watch his motorcycle.
Yeah. So he follows the kid back to the hospital where he suddenly gets jumped by putties.
Basically.
Blah, 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 blah.
Digimon?
Villains talk about things or something.
Oh, then it would have a chance of being interesting.
Unless if we covered this last week when I had watched it fresh, I'd be doing a better job with this.
No, I think this is the episode's fault more than yours.
Yeah.
Cossack talks to the kid, and the kid says the fire's called to me, and he knows that fires are going to happen because even before he hears a siren, because he's the one that's setting them. Something about the darkness, and he sees people setting fires because he's an arsonist. then Battle Cossack teaches them how to use a weapon. A projectile.
Yeah.
So he can kill from a distance.
Teach the kid how to shoot.
See.
He just thinks that kid needs to be set down the right path of launching stones.
See, somewhere along the line, the nurse turns awesome and starts strangling the kid.
That part was pretty great.
Shows up and grabs one by the thigh and slams her face into the earth, which is pretty cool.
Because Kenjioba.
Yeah.
See, Kenji Ova makes everything better. It's just like a law of nature.
Basically.
Then I kind of lose interest, and there's a giant robot fight, and there's some dancing or something. I don't know. I'm done.
There's some dancing or something. It's basically Battle Fever Jane in a nutshell, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It was more enjoyable when I watched it the first time, and I remembered it, and I wasn't half drunk.
See, I was thinking the half drunk would actually make it better.
Well, it probably would make it better, but it does terrible things to my attention span.
Aha. Of course, with this show, you can't really tell the difference anyway.
I mean,
the whole show is basically an exercise in attention deficit disorder. What were we talking about?
Obviously not Battle Fever J.
Yeah, well, I didn't even want to after I watched the episode.
Yeah.
I think what we can learn from this is that while Battle Fever J is kind of amazingly dated for all of its design.
It's amazingly.
Amazingly.
Yes.
It's amazingly adverb.
At the same time, it's no Bioman.
No.
But, like, what is Bioman except for Bioman?
Bioman.
Bioman's the best.
It is.
Are there any new episodes out? I haven't checked in a while.
Nope.
Oh.
Damn.
Fort Max fixed that problem.
Fort Max, learn Japanese.
Fort Max, you are a keyhole through which we can peer into the bedrooms of the people that write subtitles. Through you, we can touch their world.
Although apparently Overtime had to do a V2 on Drive before they even released it last night.
Why would they do wrong?
I don't know.
Let me get the image.
If it wasn't released, it's not really a V2, is it?
Well, like, Ignis tweeted that they were like 2 minutes away from posting it when they found
out.
And then, when they were from
the release post, I downloaded it from the bought in the IRC channel,
which was the V1, I assume.
What?
Which I assume was the V1.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look, because we need to fill some time here.
I'll tell you what, how Drive is boring.
Well, no, we gotta do that next week.
Get that next week. The special affairs. Whoa! What the hell happened there?
What does that even say?
Now that
our resident blacker is here.
Slacker is here. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Is it just on the one line? Or is it through the entire episode?
Just that one line.
So they put it in, like, digital sign font for one line?
They should subtitle the whole show like that.
What is that the font they're using for Belt, or...?
No,
I think it's the font they're using for the signs in Tokiwo's cockpit.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
But the color is different, because they use blue for that.
Belt is just regular text, because they don't...
Well,
do
I don't know. I haven't watched the Drive subs, and you can probably tell... I've basically never watched the Tokyo Drift subs.
It don't do that, you know, TV Nihon non-human characters get random ass subs out the eight.
Yeah, but I mean, if they did do that with this font, it would at least be
self-masturbation thing.
At least, you know, if they did it with this font, it would still be like perfectly readable if it wasn't superimposed over existing text elements.
Well, yes, but
That's kind of a problem. Should
avoid that in general when it were possible anyhow, but...
Yes.
I agree
with
the cover Battle Fever J than Drive.
This episode,
damn.
Battle Fever J?
Versus the first episode of Drive, yes.
Mm. Maybe it'll get better on subsequent viewings. You should just watch the first episode of Drive.
I sincerely hope so.
You should just watch the first episode of Drive
subsequent
repeated.
Episodes, at least.
No. Subsequent...
I can't handle another year of Wizard. I really can't.
No.
I think give Drive a month.
Yeah.
Mickey, every day...
I've got a very bad feeling.
Every day this week, watch the first episode of Drive over again until you like it.
Like, keep in mind, I'm not entirely optimistic either, because...
Oh, like with anal sex, right? You just keep taking it until it feels better.
Well, I mean, I'll defer to your experience there, Mickey.
The writer has disappointed me, like, 2 shows in a row, so... But we'll see.
What is this person wrote?
Kyoryuger.
Kyoryuger and Digimon Cross Wars.
Well.
But also Double.
See, that's his one saving grace. And some incidental episodes of Forze, but...
Well, there's... even Inoue can ride a Jetman.
Jet Ranger?
Yeah. Yes. And bear in mind, Double came before those other ones, so...
Well, and Inoue also wrote Agito, which was actually good.
Yeah.
And some of the good... and some very, very good episodes of Kuga.
Didn't he also write Fize?
And Kiba.
That's where...
Half of Hibiki.
Yes, the bad half. Or the retool half, I should say.
Yeah, I'm kind of starting to worry Riku Sanjo really is just a broken clock, like, in a way. And we haven't found, you know...
That he's flashing 12 over and over again?
Yeah, we haven't found that next point where he's right again.
Yeah.
Just been, like, days of being wrong. He's a 24-hour clock. He's only right once a day.
So, we're not that optimistic on Drive, and most of us don't like Tokyuger, so what the hell are we going to watch?
Oh, I'm making a big thing.
Half of us like Tokyuger.
I'm making a big thing of it, but I mean, I'm not like judging Drive at this point. I'm going to watch the subs at least and give it a few episodes before I decide if I like it or not.
I'm going to decide now and then change my mind later if I feel like it.
Well, just be sure you change your mind before. Yeah, be sure you change your mind before the series is over, like with Forze.
Yeah.
Why? No one says opinions have to be permanent.
That's true. Opinions can change.
That's fine. I'm just saying, you know, change it while there's still show left to talk about. It doesn't really do us much good for podcasting purposes if you decide you like it after we're done talking about it for the year.
All I've ever cared about giving quality casting pod things.
Quality casting pod things. Can that be an intro quote or is it too long?
I'll do something with it.
Quality. Just advertisement.
Yeah.
Quality casting pod.
Too bad I don't think we're getting any new stuff from our announcer guy. I need to find a new announcer.
Doesn't he?
No, there's other considerations, mostly just that Kilby won't actually send him stuff anymore.
That dick.
I need to find a new announcer, that's all. I need to find some other guy who needs, like, you know, $5 to read a page of bizarre random dialogue every couple of months.
Your own announcer that you can control.
Yeah. Can't be that hard to find somebody with a decent voice who will work for next to nothing.
Get your mom to do it. That would be amazing.
Maybe I can post on 4Exposure on Twitter.
We should have your mom do all of the readings.
Nah.
Surely there's enough room between the hot dogs, the dicks, to fit a microphone in her mouth too, right?
You get bad sound if you put the microphone in the mouth.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
At square one.
Mm-hmm.
With math nip.
Beat me to it.
Speaking of which, Fort Max, when is Math Net Day again?
I don't remember.
Damn it, you invented this holiday.
Well, when was Math Net Day last year? Wasn't it in January? Because wasn't it happening while I was visiting you, Mickey?
Maybe.
Fort Max, go dig through your tweets from last January and,
That could take a while.
Well, just download your Twitter archive.
Yeah, you can do that in, like, a minute or two, right?
Or you can probably just search Twitter for MathNet and it would go straight to it, because I'm sure you're the only person who's talked about it since.
I wonder. Let's find out. MathNet. No, somebody 8 hours ago used hashtag MathNet. Referring to Square One. Also Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really get the connection there, but how far back will this go? Out here. Specific user.
January 19th.
That's my birthday.
Well, that's an easy holiday to remember then, isn't it?
Formax, how could you not remember MathNet Day was on my birthday?
I don't think you told me.
Oh, sure, make it my fault.
Paladin didn't tell me either.
Well done.
Happy comeback of the episode goes to Fort Max.
We also would have accepted Ken didn't tell me either. Well, it's okay. Mickey, you know, doesn't remember my birthday unless I tell him either.
I don't remember my own family's birthdays. I remember the 3-day range that it falls in, but I'm never really sure which one it's on specifically.
Uh-huh.
So I always get really nervous around that time. Like, is it today or is it tomorrow? Did I miss it by a day?
Well, how are you with Ben and David's birthdays?
Ben, I can remember. David, I'm pretty close on.
Within that 3-day window, or?
Actually, I think I missed about a 5-day window, because I hit my phone wrong. But it was early, though, so that's better than being late.
True.
But less forgivable is I can't remember my dad or my mom's birthday is.
Right.
I know my dad's birthday is 1 day away from Elvis's birthday.
I don't know when
Elvis's birthday.
January the 7th or the 8th? So it doesn't help me.
Is it 1 day before or after?
Well, that's where he gets the 3-day window thing from.
It is.
Oh, okay. That's more like a 4-day range, actually. So,
my mom's birthday is really easy to remember because it's July 3rd.
Oh, well.
And my dad's birthday.
That's my parents' anniversary.
My mom's birthday is within a week of mine. So if I forgot it, I would be in trouble.
She was trying to have you on her birthday, wasn't she?
Nope. She did not want that.
And my dad's birthday is 4 days before my mom's birthday, so that's also easy to remember. And it means you only have to do one thing a year. You know, just do in the middle and cover both at once. Really simple.
Here you go, split a cake. Enjoy.
A cake? What kind of extravagant operation do you think I'm running here? You get to share this card. You get to share this card. I suggest cutting along the fold.
Damn. I feel pretty good about myself right now.
I'm a great son.
The best, clearly.
It's okay, though, because I don't remember when my parents' wedding anniversary is, so...
Sometime the end of December-ish?
I want to say it's April 26th.
June-ish?
I know it's after Christmas, but before New Year's. Because they got married in Florida, and they said, no, we're doing this in the winter.
That's an interesting week to get married. Was it just like a small thing, or...?
It's like an old sugar mill / fort. Fart, yes. A fart fort. That was a park. I don't...
No, but I mean, like you know, the wedding itself, was it just like a small...
I guess. I mean, they were hippies, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so they probably didn't, like, go in for a big production, did they?
No.
That makes sense. And once again, Paladin's awful quiet over there.
Sorry, I got bored.
Paladin, tell us something about your personal life.
Since you're on the subject, my birthday's tomorrow.
Really?
Really?
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, hang on. Give me a minute here.
Yeah, crap. You're going to make me regret saying that now, aren't you?
Well, I guess that just depends how you feel about certain things.
Well, it's Spankings, right?
Do what?
Which certain things?
What, Mickey?
You like Spankings, right? Of course you do. Everyone loves Spankings. Quote.
Yes.
So are you going to have a nice fancy cake covered in motor oil and bullets?
Didn't he move away?
I was planning on baking one, but I think I can afford slightly better ingredients than that.
You bake?
Yeah, sometimes.
If anyone's cake is going to have oil in it, it would be Ken's.
Gee, thanks.
To be fair,
you know the oil that you could be able to drink?
No.
And why not?
You're letting us down, man.
Good.
It was very clear what your instructions were.
Here, Paladin. Just for you.
Let me guess. It is probably...
It probably
can we put
is.
This link too, or
I
is
guess.
It for Paladin?
No, you can totally.
That's about what I expected.
Infinitely useful.
Save.
Oh, O's. I miss you.
Kogami, miss your... anyway.
I miss even O's. I just don't miss the ending.
I missed the first two-thirds of O's when it was exciting and fun.
Yeah.
I miss before... some of the music of O's.
I miss O's before there were purple medals.
Yes, basically.
Yeah.
I miss the feather boa.
Well, obviously.
I miss Ankh always wanting to murder someone but not being allowed to.
I missed the point in O's where it seemed credible that Kogami could have been the other half of Ankh. Like, seriously? It would have explained so much.
Yeah.
It would have.
I bet there's a whole lot of dropped plot lines from O's.
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, somebody could come out years from now and say that, you know, that was part of the original plans that got changed partway through. Like, a bunch of stuff got changed, and I don't think anybody would have problems.
O's feels a lot like it got rejiggered at some point.
Or several points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Gaim, which does not feel like it got messed with at all, really.
No, Gaim seems like it was written start to finish before the show ever started.
But O's was really financially successful, though, so it wasn't that was messing with it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It was also around the same time as the earthquake, though, so...
O's started out as Final Fantasy, and halfway through it started telling a Skyrim story.
No, O's was in its second half when the earthquake hit, though.
Yeah, because that was in...
Actually, it was exactly at the second half, because I remember there was discussion about whether or not Shauta's finisher would get changed, and it did not. Amazingly.
It was Gokaiger that had just started when that happened.
Yeah. They were filming the Gokaiger movie at that point. That's why the Gokaiger movie had to get delayed. The team-up one with Gosager, anyway.
Well, who cared?
Well, it was a good movie in spite of Gosager.
Eh.
It was good because the Gokaigers hated the Gosagers.
Exactly.
Rightly so.
That is why they are still best Sentai.
I can't argue with that.
I don't know. I still like the GoBusters a lot.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, they're pretty
good.
They've
got a lot of good Sentais.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And some not-so-good ones.
Have we had more good Sentais or good Kamen Riders?
Probably more good Sentais.
Well, there's been more Sentais also.
I know I've watched more good Sentais.
I mean, even if you just limit it to the years that, you know, Rider and Sentai have been on together.
Since 2000 or so.
Yeah. I think there's probably been more good Sentai than good Rider. Because, you know, Fize is a write-off. Kiva is, like, you know, half and half.
So is Kabuto.
Hibiki might as well not have a second half.
Double is half and half, but in a different way.
I'm saving that, too, by the way. That's too good not to keep somewhere.
Is Decade good or bad?
I like Decade, yes. But I can kind of see why people might not.
Decade?
It depends on which world. It
depends on which writer it was.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Decade, but the impression I get is like eating a whole can of frosting. Either it makes you sick or you think it's delicious.
Basically. That's accurate.
For me, it would just make me sick because I don't really like canned frosting.
That's not inaccurate either.
But what if it's like a metal can, like you get a can of beans from, but it's filled with frosting instead?
I don't think that would make it better.
Bean frosting?
Isn't that just refried beans?
Say, Giga?
Actually.
Bean cake.
So if you get like cornbread and use like refried beans as frosting.
Giga!
That actually does not sound terrible, to be honest.
I think we have, for the first time in months, a legitimate new Giga Beetle challenge.
Except where in the hell is he going to find cornbread?
In Sweden.
We've already established he doesn't have cornbread.
Well, we've established
he's going to make it.
We've established he's never eaten cornbread. That doesn't mean that it's not available to him.
You can get a box at the store. They're like $2 for $1 here.
Yeah, Mickey, mail him more food.
I'm not spending another $30 to mail him a $2 food product.
What did you mail him before? I forget.
Grits.
Which he never reviewed.
You spent how much? I thought he did review it.
He said he liked them. Which sort of defeated the point.
He finally did remake them using the instructions, right?
I believe so, yeah.
They were printed on the pouch.
To be fair, though, they were printed in English. It's, you know, he's Swedish. Not like we can expect him to.
He speaks English.
Does he really?
Better than some of us.
This is not
untrue, Ken.
Either. What was that for, Max?
I didn't say anything.
Exactly.
Thang.
It's just different English, damn it.
So next week we're not having power playback again.
Oh, good.
Why not?
Because it's another 2 episodes of Tokuger and the first episode of Drive. And I figure that's enough.
31 should be out this week for Tokuger, right? So yeah, it would be 30 and 31.
30's good, though.
I have not seen it yet, but I will.
It's insane. It's one of the classic Sentai episodes where you're like, what the shit were you smoking when you wrote this?
Powdered wig bonky.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Only it's weirder than that.
Yeah, but powdered wig bonky is the only thing I can say without ruining part of the episode.
Yeah. This is an episode that we would cover in Power Playback if it came out like years ago before we started doing the show.
Right.
Oh, great.
You don't sound pleased by that, Ken.
Oh, I am, actually.
Oh. It didn't really come
across.
He never
sounds pleased.
After 29, I'll take something better, please.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that'll be our show for this week. We filled in the missing time that Power Playback couldn't because Battle Fever J7 was horribly, horribly boring.
Yes. Next time, more Kenji Oba.
Well, we could always watch Denji Man. Is any of that subbed?
Nope.
Oh, well, I guess we can't do
that.
We just
watched the theme song on a loop for 30 minutes.
The original Gavin.
But Gavin's not subbed either, is it? Because it's Metal Heroes.
Well, there's a few episodes.
And Kenji Oba, Kenji Oba isn't the only great actor in Denji Man. Also has Makoto Soga.
Right, but Kenji Oba's the one we care about right now.
That's Rita, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no thanks.
She died.
Well, gee, thanks.
Gotta bring it down somehow.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production.
Well, at least Smash Brothers is good.
Oh, damn it.
What's your problem, Paladin?
I can't afford it yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I've had to cancel buying Smash Brothers because I have to buy two copies of Borderlands, it turns out.
Why?
I just need to be able to eat this month.
What? Why do you need...
No, you don't.
So all three of us can play? Together?
Confused. Don't we only have one of each console?
No, we actually have four 360s.
What?
Well, two of them came from Ben's dad.
Why did he have two?
Because he had one for the living room and one for his den.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, his dad wasn't really mobile.
Uh-huh.
So whichever room he was in was the room he stayed in unless he absolutely had to move.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But, so, yes, for the three of us to play co-op, we need two copies of the game.
Is it local co-op and then go online?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But only two-player local co-op?
Correct.
Okay, then.
But so that means no Smash for me for the foreseeable future.
Ah, well. Not like it's going anywhere.
This is true.
Yeah, there's that, ain't there?
It's Smash, and it'll be full price at GameStop forever.
Yes, because it's a Nintendo game, and it will still sell like hotcakes forever.
Yes.
No matter
but
how
I missed the pre-order. Now I have to wait for it to show up in Mandarake.
Yeah.
Mandarake...
By the time it comes out, I can get my wireless to work.
Imagine if gaming pre-orders work the same way as figure pre-orders.
Well,
gone.
For some, like, not, like, you know... For non-first-party titles, sometimes it is that way.
That is true.
And until Nintendo buys them, and they become first-party titles.
Yeah, but then you don't care about playing it anymore because they've made it suck.
Super Hero Time! Action will begin!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.